I'm Tommy Reese with MTD News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 61-year-old Rick Kraft, a Roswell attorney, is running for the office of President of the United States. He has filed the paperwork needed to appear on a ballot as a Republican candidate in the first in the nation presidential primary in New Hampshire, that according to the Roswell Daily Record. In the article, he says that he doesn't have an agenda issue that he's trying to get through. It's more of a bucket list type of thing. Kraft said that he hopes his filing will convince people to vote and become more civically engaged. And while Kraft is running for president as a fun thing to do, the New Mexico GOP is serious about their candidate, President Donald Trump, and they plan to endorse him for re-election. That according to state Republican chair Steve Pierce. Voting was low in Tuesday's general election in communities in southeast New Mexico. Lee and Eddy County voters' participation was about 9%, and in Chavez County, about the same. Chavez County Clerk Dave Kunkel has an explanation as to why maybe turnout was low.
Odd-numbered years is typically what we consider an off-election year. In your evens, you have a primary and general in your even-numbered years. So what's interesting, and I think is going to be a good thing in the long run, is we put all these nonpartisans together, and in the odd-numbered year at the same time, so that people eventually will have quite a bit of things on their ballot.
The Southeast New Mexico County clerks I spoke with hope that voter turnout will be better in the 2020 election cycle. A 6-year-old Monahans boy who was attacked by a pit bull last week. Family says that his recovery is going to be slow and spend months in the hospital. According to reports, the boy's scalp was torn to the bone by the pit bull while his cheeks were ripped open and he lost both of his ears. According to reports, the boy was playing outside at his grandmother's house when the attack happened. In Ruidoso, police arrested 2 men on child porn charges, that according to Village of Ruidoso spokesperson Carrie Gladden. And police are continuing that investigation. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Reese.